This is the Texas Standard. I'm Alana Rocha in for David Brown. When it comes to Texas, there are three things you can count on: hot summers, barbecue, and guns. In recent years, the state has made successful pushes for not only campus carry, but open carry, with some lawmakers eyeing the idea of constitutional carry, that is, the right to carry a concealed weapon without a permit, as a future prospect. Besides a strong stance behind the Second Amendment, many Texans have boasted that right to carry laws are a safety measure, deterring and sometimes even reducing crime. But a recent university study may poke holes in that argument. One of the authors of that study is John Donahue. He's a law professor at Stanford University. Professor Donahue, thanks for coming on The Standard.
That's my pleasure.
So first of all, let's talk about this study. What did researchers set to find, or set to look for at least?
Well, the issue of the impact of right to carry laws has been studied for some time now, and my study with my co-authors recently was able to pull together the longest time series from 1979 to 2014, looking at 33 different states adopting right to carry laws. And the bottom line conclusion was that after about 10 years, a right to carry state would have about 13 to 15% higher rates of violent crime than they would have had they not adopted a right to carry law.
Now, when we look at Texas, a state that passed its concealed handgun law back in 1995, what do we see?
Well, the 1990s were a time when Texas was leading the world in terms of the increase in its incarceration rate. So that was definitely bringing down crime in the 1990s, and that's when the right to carry law went into effect. So you did see crime continue to drop in the wake of the adoption of that right to carry law. But the comparison states that we had showed that they experienced a much larger drop in violent crime than Texas experienced. So essentially, the estimate that we came up with for Texas was that they had a 17% higher violent crime rate because of the adoption of the right to carry law than they would have had they followed states like California and not adopted right to carry.
Last session here in Texas, there was a big, you know, that's when campus carry, open carry passed. And a lot of the argument you heard from mainly Republican lawmakers was that, you know, nothing stops a bad guy with a gun better than a good guy with a gun. Does the study then and its findings debunk that argument?
Well, there are many aspects to gun violence and crime in general, and so it depends a little bit what you're focused on. What we were focused on was overall rates of violent crime, and there the evidence is pretty strong that you do worse if you adopt the right to carry law. It's also another question, you know, how do you do in mass shooting situations? And I think it's probably worth noting that many more mass shootings are stopped by unarmed citizens than are stopped by armed citizens. So the NRA claim is just statistically false, as an FBI report that came out about 2 or 3 years ago confirms pretty strongly.
Aside from the numbers, is there anything, I guess, that you can point to as to why the, I guess, correlation between the right to carry and the increase in violent crime?
I mean, there are many aspects. One is, you know, just in the last couple of weeks, we've seen instances where permit holders got angry, and either in a road rage incident or in a domestic dispute incident, pulled out a gun, which they had a right to carry, and shot, you know, someone in the head and killed them. So that's one way in which right to carry laws cause problems. But, you know, the theft and loss of guns is also a very big problem. Once you start carrying guns outside the home, much greater increases in gun thefts. And of course, that just arms the criminal population. I think one has to think much more holistically about the overall impact of any of these policy initiatives. There can be some benefits, there can be some losses, and what you need is a statistical study that looks at the overall impact rather than a more anecdotal discussion of, oh yes, something good happened because I had my gun this one time when I was a victim of crime.
John Donahue is a law professor at Stanford University. Professor Donahue, thanks for coming on The Standard.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you're listening to The Texas Standard.